George Richards, Reel 7.
And I'm sure it was, because my brother also had been, who was in the Marines while I was out, a Marine commando, as a national serviceman, and had been had come back home, but he had volunteered to join the police force in Civvies Tree and had been accepted by the West Sussex Police, and the next minute they'd come round and gave him a letter of not requiring him in the police force for no reason was given. They won't give you a reason. They said mine was medical, but they didn't give me a reason. Anyway, I wasn't particularly interested in going in the police. I thought I could do better than that. So I went for the civil service and joined the Post Office Cable and Wireless Services as a radio operator, which is my life and which I love. I love radio work, ham working or anything like that. Love. And I managed to get in there, and I done very well with myself. I became an instructor in British Telecoms after they'd taken over, and ended up as a technical executive B. Came out with a very nice pension, an early pension, and because of my leg I couldn't get to work very well, they allowed me to go 5 years earlier. And I'm quite happy with the result of my life and experiences. People are quite interested, I think, you know, they've often asked me about it. Used to have a laugh about different things. You only look at the bright side of things now, you know, all the horror stories, you'll forget them now.
Did your period in Chinese hands change your attitude towards the Chinese and Koreans?
Koreans, I still don't trust. You know, there's something about, even today, North Korea's a very closed society. Of course, they've fallen out with China since the war, haven't they? The Chinese, I would trust absolutely. I don't think we've got any fears or problems arising from China or the Chinese. I'm certain they would never start a war against us. I'm really positive they wouldn't. And let's face it, they've got the amount of people, if they wanted to, they could carry it on everywhere. 1,000 million people, hell. No, I don't think we've got anything to fear from China. I like the Chinese. I'll also mention a few words about the Turkish prisoners that we have with us. The address was beyond description. It was like old blanket material. And they were really the lowest of the low, because one or two of them spoke English, particularly the officers or type, and very few of them were very well educated, but they would tell us stories like in Russia all people are dying and left in the streets to die, and this is the sort of thing that a Turkish man believed. So not very many of them were interested in what the Chinese had to say, although the Chinese brought in Turkish minority people from China to be among them, you know, and to talk with them and things like that. But they were always battling, especially over food, with it. They hated the coloured population, and there were always big clashes between them and the coloured Americans. And they were the biggest load of clifty wallers that we'd ever come across. I mean, they'd steal anything from anybody, you know, if they had their way. And we never got on with them at all well. Other nationalities there, we got very well with the Canadians. Quite a big Canadian contingent became prisoners later on. And in fact, they elected to come and live with the English. The Australians, we had nothing to do with much at all. Nobody got on well with any of the Australians. One New Zealander who elected to stay and live with the British. One Dutchman who couldn't speak any English. Fortunately, he came and lived with us, with the British, and became our goalkeeper in the football team later on. And fortunately for him, he met a sergeant in the army who married a Dutch girl during the last war, so he spoke quite a lot of Dutch. So it was good for him. French, we had quite a big French contingent, not very pro-British though. Then we had a couple of Greeks, Puerto Ricans, Belgium, and can't think of any other nationalities we had there beside that.
What was the problem with the Australian POWs?
Don't know, they didn't seem very pro-British, and I'm not pro-Australian from what I've seen of them. They just didn't want to know us, really. They would mix more with the Americans than they did the British. They would rather learn baseball, I think, than football. Oh, a lot of the Americans liked football, by the way. They came and played and watched us play football.